The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
We'll fix our eyes on Jesus, right? Well, sit for a moment. Amen. God bless you. Just sit down. Are you ready for the word of God?
Well,
I will start teaching first. This meeting is going to be, it's going to have an explosion. Amen. Somewhere in the midst of this meeting, we are going to have an explosion. Glory to God. We're going to have a mighty, mighty, massive move of the Spirit somewhere. And the midst of this meeting, are you ready? So in the Spirit, by the Spirit. Glory to God. If you're here and you have a desire in your heart to flow in the things of the Spirit, like I said last week, this month is your month. And I'll teach today by precepts and by examples. Right? What that simply means is that everything I'll be saying, I'll be showing it. Amen. I will demonstrate it. Everything I say, I will demonstrate it, and we'll get to a time you will demonstrate it too. Do you understand? So we are going to have that flow. Amen. So are you ready for class today? Very well. You know, last year we were having School of the Spirit. So that's what we're having today again. So one of the things I said last week, just a little recap, is the fact that the things of the Spirit is the heritage of every believer. Every believer. And the reason is this. Because you see, one of the things that happened to some of you in this series is that, some of your, from the mindsets you brought into this place, you're going to drop them. Because actually, the reason why we don't have a lot of spiritual flows in the church is ignorance. Wrong mindsets. So, the things of the Spirit is available to every believer. The reason is because every believer carries the fullness of the Spirit. Last week I was trying to show you how we are one with the Spirit. Do you remember that? How you are one with the Spirit and the Spirit is one with you. So the believer and the Spirit cannot be separated. I said again, the believer and the Spirit cannot be separated. What is working in the believer is working in the Spirit. Amen? Because the believer is in the Spirit. He is in Christ Jesus. You know, in Romans chapter 8 verse 9, you know, he said, verse 8 says, so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9 now said, but you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. So you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. The believer is in the Spirit. You wouldn't find any place in the Bible where the Bible would tell the believer to be in the Spirit. Never. The Bible rather affirms that the believer is in the Spirit. When people say, well, I want to be in the Spirit, I wonder what that means. Once you were a believer, the day you go born again, you came into the Spirit, and the Spirit came into you, there was a union. Right? And that union can never be separated. Never. You can't even succeed if you try. And this is the reason why it is possible, easy, and smooth for every believer to flow in spiritual things. Most people think, you know, they've built some things around spiritual flows. They speak in tongues, say, I don't know how to speak. Pray for the sick. It's not for me. I'm going to destroy those mindsets today. Because the day you came into Christ Jesus, you came into the Spirit. Mark chapter 16 verse 17, it says, these signs shall follow they that believe in my name. And like I said in the first service, that is one of the simplest, easiest scripture to use to explain to anybody that every believer can flow in this, can prophesy, can do whatever. He said, these signs shall follow not pastors, they that believe. What are the signs? In my name, they shall cast out devils. So what people call, of course, that's not what it is, but what people call deliverance is not for some special deliverance ministers. You follow? He said, in my name, which people, they that believe. Do you believe? Some a believer? So they that believe, in my name, they shall cast out devils. He said, they shall speak in new tongues. That's why if you're a believer, you don't speak in tongues, well, you're doing yourself. They that believe. The next verse said, if they shall take up serpents, it shall not hurt them. That's talking of miracles right there. They shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This is available for which people? They that believe. And so the idea that some believers cannot fellowship of the Spirit is actually a lie. That Satan has served many people and they've bought it. So they that believe shall be able to do all these things. It is for the believers. It is for the believers. And so, because of that, we all can flow in spiritual things. The reason we can flow is because we have the Holy Ghost. If I let me explain what I mean by flowing. Not many people think that when we say, or you speak in tongues, many people expect that the fire of God is going to fall on them from wherever. Ephesians 5 verse 18, he says, be not drunk. I just want to rush through this. Then we'll get to, there was somebody who stopped in the first service and I want us to go beyond that in this second service. Amen. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. But what? Be filled with the Spirit. When people read this verse, what they understand is, there is a cup, and then there is a bottle of water. And when I say be filled with the Spirit, it means it's like pouring the water into the cup. No, that's not what they're saying. The word be filled is the Greek word plero. Plero. That's P-L-E-R-O-O. It doesn't actually mean to receive or full. It means to cause something to abound. Do you understand? So when he says, be filled with the Spirit, he said, cause the Spirit to abound. Cause the Spirit to abound. In other words, express it. In other words, make it manifest. Are you following? That's why you notice that everywhere in the Bible, like I was showing in the first service, that the Bible talks about people being filled with the Holy Ghost. The next thing you're going to see, you see activity. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues. The being filled with the Holy Ghost is found in the speaking. So, be filled with the Holy Ghost is not pour Holy Ghost into yourself. It is cause the Spirit in you to abound or to express it. So, you see that Ephesians 5, 18. Be not drunk with wine, it says, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, verse 19 tells you how. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. So how do I get to the Holy Ghost? I speak. Are you following? So if speaking is being filled with the Holy Ghost, it tells you that that being filled with the Holy Ghost is not pouring into you what you don't have already. It is expressing what you already have. That's why I laid that foundation last week. To let you know that the believer is full of the Holy Ghost. Do you remember? I have a wonderful... the Spirit of God without measure. We are always God's Spirit and I. We are always, always together. It's a treasure that God has given us. So you are full of that Holy Ghost. Remember? You're full of the Holy Ghost. So, if you're full of the Holy Ghost, what do we now? Next week or next week, I don't know when. Maybe the last one, I don't know. I'm going to explain impartation and what that means. Because when we lay hands on you, you need to know what happens. Impartation is not laying hands on you and then the Holy Ghost is pouring into you. The Bible says you are full of the Holy Ghost. Colossians 2 verse 9. It tells us that the fullness of the God that dwelleth in him bodily, in Christ Jesus. Verse 10, he said, and you are complete in him. Are you following me? So the believer is complete in God. So when we talk about be filled with the Holy Ghost, what we mean by that is, give expression to the Spirit that is inside of you. Do you follow? So, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak in other tongues. They began to speak in other tongues. Hallelujah. So it means to cause something to abound. In Acts 19 verse 6, Paul found these guys and laid hands on them and the Holy Ghost came upon them. When the Holy Ghost came upon them, I'm going to explain this upon now. When the Holy Ghost came upon them, they began to speak with tongues and prophesy. Now, came upon. That's where people have an issue. I explained first, people call spirit upon, spirit within. So, what type of people come to me, they feel the Holy Ghost is going to fall from somewhere. Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is not going to fall anywhere. The Holy Ghost has come down once. Amen? Once. Now, spirit upon, there is something called spirit within. If you read Brother Hagin, you will be seeing spirit within, spirit upon. Let me just break that down for you. Spirit within talks about the fullness of the Holy Ghost in you. All of the Holy Ghost, spirit within, is within you, right? Spirit upon talks about taking of that spirit that is within you and bringing it upon. What that means is expressing the spirit within. So I'm preaching in church now. Well, whether I'm preaching or not, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Right? Now, if I now say, well, somebody is sick, let me lay hands. I am laying hands on a person, expressing the gift of healing. Bringing the spirit within, gift of healing within me, bringing it upon me, right? That's expressing it. Do you understand me? So spirit upon doesn't necessarily mean that fire is going to fall from heaven. No, there's no fire from anywhere. You know, the believer, if we understand how much, I think I will go over this some other time. How much the believer has inside of him, you understand that flowing in spiritual things is easy and simple. You know, I was explaining prayer to you guys. Do you know that when we pray, people pray like this, Father in heaven. Because they think their answer is going to come from heaven. The Bible doesn't really say so. The New Testament says unto him that is able to do exceeding, abundantly, above all we ask or think. How will he do it? According to the power that works in you. So the power that answers your prayer is the power that is inside of you. Amen? The believer is so full of God that even when he prays, it is the fullness. It's from the fullness that prayer is answered. You follow? And so, spirit upon it now, I have all of the spirit inside of me. So, but then, I can't manifest in all of them right now. Because I'm a human being. So at this time, I can bring upon me the spirit of, like in this meeting now, you're going to have the spirit of prophecy upon all of you. Do you understand? Now, it is not today I'm going to receive it. It's been dead day you got born again. When did you receive the Holy Ghost? The day you got saved. It's not the day you began to speak in tongues. I explained that last Sunday, right? It's not the day you began to speak. It's the day you got saved that received the Holy Ghost. The spirit within, spirit upon. And so because the believer has all of, in fact, let me explain something else. Go to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. It says the manifestation, pay attention, of the Spirit is given to every man. The manifestation is given to how many men? How many men? Every man. The prophet without. People begin to talk about the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And some people think, what some people believe is that this gift of the Holy Ghost, that we have it in portions. So you have the gift of healing. Me, I may have the gift of working of miracles. Well, I can tell you that's not true. Hallelujah. Just so calm down. Say amen. Calm down. Imagine that is true. I was given an example in the first service. So you go for evangelism, and then this brother is sick. And you say, I would have prayed for you, but I don't have the gift of healing. So there's this brother in our church that has the gift of healing. So I'm going to go call him. They are not serious. Do you get? So when this service, I'm going to explain to you, I've done that before, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to explain to you why it looks like some people have a particular gift working in them. I'm going to explain to you why that happens. There are a couple of reasons. Amen? Now, this manifestation is given to every man. In fact, before I even begin to explain this verse, even if you see where we started from, Mark 16, 17, he said, this sense shall follow which people? Them that, was the person in my name they shall cast out devils. What gift is that? Working of miracles. Casting out of devils, working of miracles. Who did he say will cast out devils? All that believe. They shall speak with new tongues. Who? Them that believe. Right? They shall drink deadly things. Them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick. So every gift is for them that believe. So I believe. Because when the Holy Ghost, you need to understand, we call it the gift of the Spirit. When the Spirit came into you, he didn't come into you with some. He came with everything. All his fruit in you. All his gifts in you. Do you get the point? Now, so that's what First Corinthians 12 is saying. That the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with that. Now, verse 8 now began to list the gifts. So let's list the gifts. I'm going to explain the gifts, but not today. So let's list the gifts. Verse 8, are you ready? Okay, let's read. For to one is given by the Spirit, what? The word of wisdom. Now, this is where people get confused, because the Bible says, to one is given. I'm going to explain that. To one. So what to understand is that it's different people that have different things. Is it not amazing that when Jesus sent out all his disciples, When he sent out the 12, they went, they cleansed the lepers, they raised the dead, they healed the sick, they did all of that. Amazing. When he sent out the 70, they had the same result. Nobody said, I don't have the gift of working of miracles. And this was before the cross. Do you understand? The people in the Old Testament that had the Spirit come upon them for a season and then it will leave, these guys flowed in dangerous gifts of the Spirit. Elijah will prophesy. Elijah will call down fire. What did Elijah not do? The only thing he did not do, two things. What are they? Tongues, interpretation. Because that's exclusive for the New Testament. Do you understand? Why is it exclusive for the New Testament? Because, you know, I don't know if we touch tongues in this service. Because tongues is a major sign of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Indwelling. They didn't have him indwelling in them. Tongues is a sign of the indwelling. Interpretation is to interpret the tongue. So if you don't speak in tongues, that's interpretation. So the two of them didn't flow. But then these guys had everything. Elijah did not say, Isaiah that has the gift of, had everything. And so, to one is giving, let's read, what's the first one? Word of, next one. Now watch, to another word of knowledge, by, you know why he keeps emphasizing to you that it's the same spirit? That you will know that it's the same thing producing word of knowledge, that wisdom. Right? Continue. To another, faith, by, so the same spirit producing faith is producing gifts of healing. So we've seen word of knowledge, word of wisdom. What's the next one? We've seen faith. What's the next one? To another, gifts of healing by same spirit. Okay. To another, continue. The walking. To another, prophecy. To another. To another, diverse kind of tongues. Another, interpretation of tongues. Same spirit. Same spirit. As 11 tells you, it is the same spirit. Said all this worketh that one and the self same spirit. Now, what do you mean by to one is given? To one is given. I explained that in many ways. One of the ways I did that in first service, I'm going to repeat it again. When we gather in church here, in church, amen. At this moment, maybe we're having a believers meeting, kind of. To one, he might be given to prophesy. So the guy begins to prophesy. To another, he can just be laying hands on the sick, giving laying hands on the sick. It doesn't mean that's the only thing he has. While we are in this meeting, that's what is flowing in. Do you understand me? It doesn't mean we are lacking. Do you understand? Every believer is full of this thing. Every believer. Every believer. Just that some people don't use it. They don't use it. So you buy a fine car, you park the car in your house. The car has potential to move and take you to Lagos. If you don't start moving it, the car is full of whatever it's full of. But they cannot walk. I gave an example. The day you start laying hands on the sick, which is after today, amen? It's not the day you got the gift of healing. I send you 15 million naira. And then I send it in March. Do you understand? And then you go withdraw it in June and begin to spend. The day you withdrew the money was not the day you got it. Do you understand? It was the day you decided to start using it. So the day you got born again, it was deposited. The day you now say, Rabba Kolaba, it's not the day you received it. It's the day you began to speak it. Do you understand? Today I'm going to train you to prophesy. As you open your mouth and begin to prophesy, it's not today you are receiving the gift of prophecy. Do you understand? For some reason, you've not been using that money in your account. Maybe because you don't even know how to operate an ATM card. Do you understand? Maybe because you don't even know the process. And that is the problem. Many people don't influence spirit because they don't know. So 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1, he said, now concerning spiritual gifts, I will not have you ignorant. Because if I leave you ignorant, you will not flow in it. You won't. Hallelujah. Sound full of the Holy Ghost. Sound full of the Holy Ghost. Did you bring your voice to church? I'm full of the Holy Ghost. So, I would focus on a particular gift today, and that's the gift of prophecy. Okay, that's what God said we should talk about today. So, the gift of prophecy, very important gift, very powerful gift. Now, people misunderstand it in many ways. I always like saying this whenever I'm talking about gift of prophecy, because what people understand as prophecy, generally in the world, is There is somebody here wearing a red gown and a red shoe. Is anybody like that? Wearing a red gown and a red shoe. And say, ah, yes, sir, that's me. You say, that's prophecy. No, no, no. That's good. That prophecy could lead to that. I'll see comes out, but that's not prophecy. But that you are manifesting, I will explain next week, is what is called the gift of word of knowledge. You have to learn Bible terms. You understand? That shows you are smart, spiritually smart. It's called the gift of word of knowledge. It's not prophecy. The simple gift of prophecy does not bring revelation of details. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3. Put it up on the screen. Please everybody look at the screen so that you understand these things very well. Someone will begin to flow. You know what I'm saying? He that prophesieth speaketh unto men to what? Edification, exhortation, and the gift I'm explaining to you is the most powerful gift when we gather as a church. You know, people don't realize some things. You see, when believers gather, they celebrate miracles. The most powerful and what Paul teaches as the most frequent gift that should be used in church when we gather is the gift of prophecy. And I'll show you. So what does he do? Exhortation, edification, and comfort. It doesn't bring revelation. It doesn't bring your name is this. It just edifies you. Okay? So it's a simple, so I begin to speak by the Spirit. And I just bring a word that edifies you, that exhorts you, that comforts you. That's prophecy. Sorry? That's prophecy. Prophecy is inspired utterance in a known language. It could be in Igbo, it could be in Yoruba, it could be in Hausa, it could be in English, but it's inspired. The difference between prophecy and preaching is that, of course, prophecy, preaching is prophecy in a way. Because when I'm preaching, what I'm preaching is inspired. Right? Just that I prepared if I came. But then when it comes to prophecy, it's inspired at the moment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I heard the word in my spirit. It says seasons. Seasons. For many of you, the Lord is going to bring you Yefara, Ko, Shate, Abasa. A new season of your life is going to start. Yeah. A new season. It's like a new phase. A new phase. Ha! What will happen is this. What you've been looking for a very long time, you walk into it and that will open up a new phase for you. Some of you are going to be forced out of your comfort zone. Forced out of your comfort zone. Forced out of where you live currently. Yeah? For a new season. Says the Lord, I'm bringing something new. I have to step out of a comfort zone. It will open up a new season. New season of supply, new season of ministry. But then he will force you out of that zone where you found yourself all the while. Says the Spirit of the Lord. And it will bring increase. Hallelujah. Now, that's a prophetic word. Right? It just comes to encourage you. It comes to comfort you. It comes to strengthen you. Do you understand me? It doesn't contain revelation. It can. I'll take on to that part. But then, when it is functioning on its own, even though it hardly ever does, but when it's functioning on its own, it contains no revelation. So, a simple word of prophecy can just be, you're talking with someone, and it just inspired in your heart. You just feel that inspiration in your heart to tell him, see, everything is going to be fine. You know, I say that all the time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you know you've ever had everything will be fine from me and everything became fine eventually. Sometimes the situation can be so complicated. And I don't say those things just to make you feel good. And the only word in my heart is everything will be fine. That's the word of prophecy. As I just drop it, just start going, everything will be fine. And it has changed. What I mean, I'm talking about the most impossible situations you can ever think of. Hallelujah. Everything will be fine. You know, last week we were recounting one testimony that happened many years ago. Well, not many now, 4 years ago. Because the girl in question is here. Okay, and she just graduated. So she just brought her jam result to me. As was showing me, he said, do you remember this jam result? I said, well, I had forgotten. Now what happened was, she wrote jam. And she did not do so well. She got 200 and some, 20 something. 20 something. So, right? Yeah, well. So, 20 something. So, it was not up to the cutoff mark. This is both prophecy and the spirit of faith. Don't get to faith, I'm going to explain that. I'm going to tell you this story again and use the spirit of faith. Amen? She didn't want to be cut off mark. So she called me. She wouldn't get the admission. So then she told me, what I had in my spirit is, tell her to go and start school. Amen. So I said, go and start school. So she started attending lecture. As one has gotten admission. Amen. Praise God. Now, when the spirit of prophecy comes with this gift of faith, it's always very crazy. I said, go start. So she went to school for like 1 week. Within that week, for some reason, she went and checked the jam result again. It had changed. Get the point? Her score stepped up to, is it 240 something or so? That was not able to give her the admission. Do you understand the point? That's a simple. So sometimes when you hear all say things like, don't worry, everything will be fine. It's not encouragement. It's encouragement, but it's prophecy. The gift of prophecy could just be as simple as, God will do it. And I feel like saying that to somebody, God will do it. God will fix it. It will bring edification. It will bring exhortation. It will bring comfort. It will bring comfort. Hallelujah. There is a steering in this place. Yeah. There's a steering. Yeah. Yes. A steering. Just like the waters were steered in the Bible days in Bethsaida and all that. Yeah. But it's been steered before and before and before. But you couldn't get into it. It's been steered again. What does that mean, Lord? And he says, it means a lot of opportunities have passed you by. But those opportunities are going to represent themselves again. Some of them you lost them out of your carelessness, out of your unseriousness. But for some reason they're going to be represented again. And you will step into them this time. Yeah. It's another steering of the waters. Yeah. Another steering of the waters. That it has happened before, you didn't step into it. But it will happen yet another time. And you will step in. And this time it will be yours, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, those are prophetic words coming. Now, I didn't plan to say all of this. Right? We gave different prophetic words in the first service. Right? When it comes, they defy you. And see, say these things are mine. Say it again. Say it again. Say prophesy. Say it again like you know it. Now, when you open your mouth, those words begin to flow. It's the gift of prophecy. It comes to edify. It comes to exalt. It comes to comfort. Now, there are, of course, that's the first thing it does. That's the first thing it does. To edify means to build up. So, when we set that gift rolling in church, as I'm doing now, it will build people up. It will strengthen people. Something I did say about prophecy in the first service. You know, the prophetic words, when they come, just like Bible tells us that he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Put it up. 1 Corinthians 14. Look at this. He that prophesies speaketh to men for edification, exhortation, and comfort. Verse 4. Look at the screen. Let's read together, everybody. Edify it. Now, when I'm speaking in tongues, what am I doing to myself? I'm building myself up. In other words, the tongues I'm speaking contain the power to build me up. You understand? Now, in our sense, he that prophesieth, edifieth. So, prophecies contain the power to edify. So, when I give you a prophetic word, I'm not just speaking words to you. In that word I'm giving you, is the power to cause whatever to come to pass. Maybe I'm speaking a word of comfort to you. You notice, suddenly as I begin to speak it, it's beyond people telling you, oh, now, GCK, everything will be fine. That is them trying to comfort you. When prophecy brings a word of comfort, it comes with the comfort itself. The comfort is in the word. Come on, are you following what I'm talking about? When you hear it, it looks like something takes over your entire system. Amen. I've ever been going through a lot, carrying a heavy load, and someone just gives a word of prophecy. It looks like everything flew away. Because that's the prophetic. It comes with comfort. It carries the power to build up. It carries the power to comfort. So that's why if I say, as I begin to talk about, oh, strength is being ministered. As I begin to talk about that, strength is actually being ministered at that moment. The power is in the prophecy. So look at that. He that speaketh and will not talk, edifying himself. He that prophesies, edifying church. Now look at verse 5. You see why I told you prophecy is the most powerful gift in the church. I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that, he said, you see, He said, it's better, it's good all of you speak in tongues. And we all do. Amen? He said, but it's better you prophesy. Well, I'll tell you what he's talking about. He's talking about in church. If you read the whole of 1 Corinthians 14. Greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues. Why? Except that the church may receive edifying. What he's saying is, when we are in church, the most powerful and the most frequent thing should be prophecy. Because when we are speaking in tongues, we are blessing ourselves. When we are prophesying, we are blessing someone else. I'm trying to do something for you. The days of spiritual heavyweight champions are over. You understand? Because that's what we've had in the church for some time. Spiritual heavyweights. So there is this one man of God who stands on the stage prophesying. All of us are saying, ha! I receive. See power. God, they use men. See men. See realms. See levels. That's all. So somebody attends church for 10 years and all he was doing in church is, I receive. What God wants to do is to bring all of us into that flow. It's always been the plan. Are you getting me? It shall come to pass in the last days that I shall pour my spirit upon how many men? All flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Are you a son? Are you a son? Yeah. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. So prophecy was never supposed to be something that one pastor is doing and we are all there receiving. It has always been something that all of us should do in the spirit by the spirit. Hallelujah. So the church, so the first thing prophecy does is that it edifies the church. It builds up the church. It strengthens men. The second use of prophecy, as I explained in the first service, is that it can also be used in your personal prayer life. And this is the one we don't talk about most. I gave an example with James chapter 3. So look at it again. James chapter 3, put up NLT. Please look at the screen. So prophecy edifies people. So if I walk up to somebody and I say, well, bring God of comfort, it's prophecy to edify. But then, something that prophecy does is that it helps your own personal prayer life. It can also help to build you up. So look at James 3 verse 2. Are you looking at the screen? Indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect. And could also control ourselves in every other way. So he's saying, anybody that has a control over his tongue, has a control over his entire life. Clear? Because the tongue, your tongue gives direction to your life. Look at the next verse. He says, if you control your tongue, control your life. Now he began to give an example. He says, we can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. That's how to move the horse. So, next verse. A small rudder makes a huge sheep. You see a very big sheep. He's saying just one small thing that controls it. You see a very big truck. It's just one small steering that controls it. He said that is how your tongue is. So your tongue will determine the direction of your life. Clear? So when it comes to prophecy, now, apart from using it when I'm in church, I can use it in my personal prayer life. Say we are praying now. I'm praying alone. And then words begin to rise in my spirit, man. Hallelujah. Say, this day is blessed. This day is blessed. This day is blessed. I walk into much, much more abundance. There is divine direction and divine security for me. As these words are coming in my heart, and I'm saying them to myself, I'm shaping my own life. Do you follow to this point? So apart from using it to talk to people, it can also bring that edification, that exhortation and that comfort to you when you say it to yourself. Amen. And I've told you guys, you see, depression. How to rise out of depression is by utterance. Prophecy. So you just find yourself lying down in your room. Does it happen to you? You are just so down. You don't feel like doing anything. You don't find the motivation to do anything. You see, that's not the time to start playing song. Or they broke your heart. And you're not start playing. Never mind, I find someone lying. The problem is, the more you are singing it, the more you are sinking in the depression. Amen. After you now come and put on Facebook, this song helped, but it destroyed you. That is the time to. You might begin to mutter in tongues a little. And then words begin to flow. I can never be down. The Lord has the best for me. Let me even say this to you. For anybody that left your life, there is something better coming. No, I'm not wishing you well. I'm not even prophesying. It's a fact. Because the way God does this thing, I don't know who this is for. The way God does these things, Jesus went to a wedding. They were serving wine. The wine he produced at the end was sweeter than the first one. That's what God does. Are you following me? Something sweeter is coming, I'm just telling you. Glory to God. But that's not the time to start sulking in your room. Start talking. If you have a tongue, you should not be down. Should I say it again? If you have a tongue, you should not be down. Right by prophet, you can just begin to. I'm not talking about saying positive confession.
Everything will be fine.
No, when you are saying positive confession, you are encouraging yourself. Remember, I told you in prophecy. The power to do that thing is in the prophecy. So when an inspired word just, we are just praying, an inspired word just come. What may even come, not even be about the relationship. It might be something else. I have joy. Ministry prospers in my hand. I do more. I take nations. I'm focused. No distraction. And when these things come, prophecy is an utterance gift. What it means is that you don't practice prophecy in your heart. You say it. Do you understand me? Those words begin to come. Now, that's the same thing you do. So that's the second thing prophecy does. It helps, you can use it in your personal life to shape your own life. To give direction to your own life. Now, and that's your personal life. The another beautiful use of prophecy, like I did in the first service, is it's a vehicle into every other spiritual gift. Prophecy is like how you open up every other spiritual gift. I'm going to show you one or two examples, and maybe further more than I did in the first service. Amen? It's how you open up every other gift in you. Now, 1 Corinthians 14:23. And I shared the story in the first service, and I feel like repeating that story. Exactly the same story. 1 Corinthians 14:23. So this man of God, I talked about in the first service, he's a great prophet. So he said he had a word for a certain president. God told him, go give a word to this president. So he reached out to the president, and he's not even a believer, he's not even a Christian nation. The president himself, I think he's not even a Hindu, but not even a Christian president. And they don't even speak English. So he said, I have a word from God for you. So the president, after everything, gave him an appointment, said, come. So when he was going, he went to this interpreter. And I'm saying this because I want to show you how prophecy can open you up to many other flows. So he went to this interpreter, and now he said, while they were going, the interpreter said, well, I know this is not my business, okay? But I feel like asking, because I'm still the one that will interpret this for you. So what word do you have for the president? Man of God laughed and said, well, sincerely, I don't know. Amen? You have to ask. He said, you don't know what you're about to go and tell the president. He said, when they start beating, I'm just an interpreter. He said, few minutes, the guy said, do you not have the word? He said, I don't have it yet. They go to the conference room, they sat and said, do you have the word? He said, I don't have it yet. He said, when the president and his entourage were coming out, he said, do you now have it? He said, not yet. But he's a trained prophet, so he knew what to do. Of course, all the while he was muttering in tongues. Amen. So immediately the president sat down with all the paparazzi, all the camera, whatever. So he told the president, well, maybe you remove all these things. It's not really important. He said, no, talk to my people. He said, and so he didn't have the word. He said till then he was still blank. But then he started by prophecy. He just goes by basic. He said, well, God loves you. Well, that's very basic. Amen. That's what was put in his heart to say at that time. He just said, well, God loves you and he thinks well of you. He wants to just, but he said he had just gone the 3-4 sentence. Revelation opened up. So he said, and that the election is coming and you're afraid of losing it. And you will possibly lose it if you take this next bribe that is on your table. You've taken the last one. This one about to do project. The man said, stop. Oh, yeah, camera, all of you. Yeah. He said he spent the next few minutes giving the man speaking details upon details upon details. But what opened him up that he just started talking. Look at this verse. If therefore the whole church, this way it gets you, everybody pay attention. If therefore the whole church comes together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you are what? Mad. They will say you are mad. But if all prophesy, if all what? If all what? So what are we doing? Prophesying. And there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. Verse 25. And thus are what? The secrets of heaven come. Now, what gift exposes the secret of a man's heart? That's not prophecy again. That's not word of knowledge. So it tells us that we can be prophesying and then revealing the secret of man's heart. So we can go, the simple gift of just speaking edifying words can begin to get into details. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Getting details. So I can give a, I'll give a word about seasons. I'm not just talking about seasons, how seasons are going to change. And then if you look at that word, it was not just about edification. It now had one or two details in it too. Okay. When I now began to talk about, can I still remember? When I began to talk about, someone that, have to leave your comfort zone. And even in the process, I began to get more details about that word. Okay. It's actually about someone that, glory to God. You've been trusting God for something very big. God is saying, where you are now, you've been in a place where everything is provided for you. Right? And it's been in your heart to move from that place and do things for yourself. And you've been afraid, what if I leave now and everything ceases? How will I be eating? How will I be feeding? The Lord says, leave the comfort zone. It will birth a new season for you. Well, I don't know who that was for. No, but then, I just started doing, what I just said in my heart was seasons. I'm going to talk about the new season is coming. It was supposed to be just, but then, it will open up many other things. If I continue, I can get into further details. Prophecy can also bring about visions. You can begin to prophesy now. I'm just prophesying, and then your eye pops open. You begin to see things just by prophesying. That's why one of the easiest ways to activate spiritual flow is to talk. You know what I said? It's talking. Just start talking. The simple words of prophecy in your heart. I'll still tell you how you get it. I'm coming to that. I was given an example in the first service. Psalms like Psalm 22. Psalm 22 is a psalm. Where, you know, psalms are prophecies. Those psalms are prophecies. Where the guy was just prophesying. But if you study Psalm 22, you will find the psalmist giving accurate details of the sufferings of Christ on the cross without knowing that that's what he was doing. So that normal prophecy, you're just talking. In fact, he even thought he was talking about his own life. In those words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Look at it on the screen. If you read the whole, if I even got to a point where he began to talk about how they divided his garment. Do you understand? He didn't, if you had met David and said, what are you talking about? He would say, I don't know. Amen? That's why, first Peter chapter 1 verse 10, it tells us of which salvation. I'm just going to explain this to my mate. He said, of which salvation the prophet, you know, we are inquiring, put it up, 1 verse 10. Of which salvation, I prefer the NLT, but let's do it in this. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Right? Verse 11. I'm just to show you that when they were even talking in the Old Testament, they didn't know what they were saying. Searching what, or what manner of time Christ, which was in them, did signify. When it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ. So they were wondering, what is this you are saying? When will this happen? Are you getting what I'm saying? But they were prophesying. That's why, you know, when you get the prophecy in operation, sometimes to you saying it, it may not make sense. That's why one of the things I'll still talk about is shortly, to flow in prophecy, when the word comes, give it. It may not make sense to you. They were searching and inquiring. Verse 12 will tell you that they were told that it was not for them. Unto it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us. So they are told, this I said is not about you. So David will just be talking. My God, why forsake me? You know, in Psalm 110, he began to talk, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemy. Do you know that guy prophesied the resurrection and ascension of Christ there? I don't get the point. Simple gift of prophecy that went through the word of knowledge. sit at my right hand until I make you enemies of footstool. Continue. You will see the New Testament appear here now. Verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the days of thy power. That is today. Get the point? You see, what I'm trying to tell you is, the simple gift of prophecy can open up to many other gifts. Even healing. You get the point? Glory to God. Because I can begin to prophesy, I can get the word about healing, and I'm just talking, healing is coming, healing is here, and the pain, and as I'm talking, it is happening immediately. That's why I stand here and I prophesy. The fact that I saw that happen, I've heard about it, where I saw it happen frequently, and I liked it, was in my pastor. He could just stand prophesying, just speaking words, and people are going down in the crowd. I say, wow, this is my team. I'm going to show you this, maybe next week or next 2 weeks. But as a place for converting spiritual things. Also, that's why you notice, if I'm talking, it's not strange for people to just collapse. The prophecy can launch us into power. It can launch us into visions. Are you following what I'm saying? And so, these are gifts of the Spirit and all that. And so, the prophecy can open you up to other revelation gifts. Now, I'll talk about vehicles of prophecy and we'll close from there. Vehicles of prophecies. Like, vehicles I mean are means through which prophetic words can be gotten. This is where we get practical. So please pay attention. Now, one of the first I talked about in the first service, I said sometimes there is no vehicle at all. Sometimes prophecy can just come. You can just be in your, and I'll explain that, you can just be on your own and you find a word rise in your heart. I tell you what to do. Begin to give it. Amen? Because I'm talking with a brother and he just find a word rise. Hallelujah. Expansion, says the Lord. Glory to God. And you say, Lord, I don't know, I'm hearing this about expansion, and I'm hearing that actually expansion, says the Lord. Says the Lord. Says the Lord. You will stretch beyond this place. You will stretch beyond the progress that you've made. Yeah. You will expand, you will increase on every side. You will gain prominence, says the Lord. Prominence, says the Lord. And the things you've been doing that looks like they've been hidden, they will suddenly become visible to many. For the Lord will expand you and give you a voice where you had none, says the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. So that's what can just come in your heart. Now, sometimes there's no vehicle. How to do it is you find a word in your heart. Now, I will explain this very practically. Sometimes you don't even know what it means. The thing just came. Do you understand the point? How to do it? Just begin to give that which you've heard. So you hold your neighbor, you're talking, and just said something about, just speak it and follow the next thing that. Go with the lesson that follows. It's the gift of prophecy. It's not that there's no vehicle. The second vehicle of prophecy, of course, which is the first actually, amen, is the word of God. Galatians 3 verse 16, let the word of Christ, the part I didn't touch in the first service, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. When the word of God dwells richly in you, what we follow? Speaking and teaching and admonishing one another in Psalms, hymns, and so I can find myself. That's one powerful way. And once you take prophecy, particulars come, I'm just meditating on the word of God. Remember, just going over everything Pastor taught today. And you find that as I'm meditating, a particular dominant thought begins to rise in your heart. Some of you that get spiritual songs, that's how you do it. Others, you can just be meditating over, going over what Pastor is teaching about the Father, that everybody can feel the Spirit. And just going over to your heart. And one word or one sentence keeps ringing. Many things will be in your heart, obviously your mind is not dormant. But one becomes dominant. Open your mouth and begin to speak that word. That's prophecy. You're holding somebody, you're just with somebody and just going over the cross word in your heart. And then a word begins to rise. Now that word, let me tell you something about prophecy. It will not be complete until you begin to speak it. It will be flashes here and there. But if you just begin to talk about it, it will begin to. It will flow. You can fill 2 pages, 5 pages, just by talking. So let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. Richly in you. Right? Richly in you. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So, you get your mind. That's why I was talking about meditation. You know, meditation is beyond thinking. Meditation means to mutter and to roar. That's the full meaning of meditation. So it's like chewing cord. The goat is done eating. and then he lies down and begins to pull back everything it has said. So after today's service, now after you've read your Bible, you just lie down in your room, just sitting down, and you're going over God's word in your mouth. You're muttering, you know, full of the Holy Ghost, you know, just going over to your heart. Then something becomes more dominant. Hope you're not going to speak those words. Amen? As you speak it, more will flow. Hallelujah. Of course, if I, apart from the word, meditating on God's word, there is something about prophecy and spiritual activities. Once you get yourself in I will explain to us an interpretation shortly. But then, once you get yourself around spiritual activities, maybe, give yourself a level of spirit, okay, listening to music. Do you know you can be listening to music? Is one major, this music is a major vehicle of the prophetic. Do you know this? Is that one in the Bible? Yes, I'm coming. Music is a major vehicle of the prophetic. That's why, you see, they can be singing and words are flowing in your heart. Do you understand? You can even be the one singing and words are flowing. You see, once you begin to do this spiritual activities, it opens you up. It fills your heart with words. Then one become dominant and you begin to speak. Let me show you one scripture. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15. The background of this story is that they had come to Elisha to prophesy. And he did not want to prophesy. So when they tried to persuade him and persuade him, look at verse 14 before we come here. Verse 14. That's it. Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, if not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not have even looked at you. The guy that came, he didn't want to prophesy to him. Say, if not, I just respect this guy. I know go follow you talk. And because I respect this guy, well, let's do something. See verse 15. He then said, bring me a minstrel. What it means is bring me a musician. Amen. It came to pass when the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord. What happened? Music can steer. That's why one of the things to flow into the prophetic is get us around spiritual activities. We are singing. We are praying. We are studying God's word. Words can fill your heart and begin to flow. So the word of God came upon him. Look at verse 16, of course. He said, thus says the Lord. He began to talk. He did not just open him up to prophecies. He began to see visions. He began to talk. And so you find that atmosphere where there are spiritual activities, it is easy. For instance, let me give you an answer. Let me ask you a question. How did John get the book of Revelation? What was he doing? He said, it came to pass. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. What that meant was, of course, we're always in the spirit. But what that meant is, we don't know exactly, but he was doing a spiritual activity. Maybe he was praying. Do you get the point? When you get about that spiritual activity, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and then I saw. Hallelujah. Have you ever been playing a song, normal song in your room? And then something began to come out of the song. You began to hear things the song was not saying. Words began to rise in your heart. That's when to begin to speak those words and begin to give them voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's why it's good for anointed hands to play. You know, I've said this a couple of times. That's why it's good for anointed hands to play. Sometimes when they strike the chord, you hear in the spirit by the spirit. Glory to God. And our guys are committed, they are anointed, they are players, they are good. Amen. You may not like them, but it's fine. That's why it's not enough to just learn during Pastor Latido and you think I'm playing for Pastor Henry. You know me forever. If I don't know you, I don't know your commitments, I don't know what you stand for. You can't, what are you playing? Get out of that people. It's better for me that somebody is playing dun, than that you're playing that. Hallelujah. Because music can be spiritual too. Amen? Yeah. That's why, you know, in this ministry, we don't use paid hands. Have you observed? We don't use paid as we don't do it. Like, go outside, borrow some people, they come and play for us, pay them money, they come and play. Don't play for me. I'd rather raise people and pay them the money. Say amen. That's by the way. But the music can be a vehicle. So we can begin to worship. We can just be together in a group. I and will begin to sing and worship, and words will begin to flow. Does it happen to you? It can be a major vehicle of prophecy. Once you get yourself in that atmosphere of spiritual consciousness, amen? It can be a vehicle. Visions too can be a vehicle. You can just be seeing visions now, and then, because prophecy, I've seen prophecy work with visions. So, some prophetic words I give, for instance, in the first service, I had a vision, you know, of this young man, of somebody that had four legs. Amen? You heard when I said that. Well, I began to ask, what do this one mean? That brought about prophetic words. And of course, God was talking about stability and all that. The thing is, every spiritual activity will open us up to spiritual flows. And prophetic, the prophetic particularly. Hallelujah. That's why we can be in church, and you should be in Thursday services. We can be in church and we're still doing the way, and someone is so focused, dancing the way, and words are rising in his heart. Do you get the point? What's arising in his heart? Because in that atmosphere, words can flow. Of course, another vehicle for the prophetic is tongues and interpretation. I explained that in the first service. Tongues is a major vehicle. And I'm not close with that, but let's just see. Tongues is a major vehicle. Amen? Now, what is tongues? What is speaking in tongues? Speaking in tongues is simply 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. You will see. Is it? Yeah. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. What is tongues? We see the definition of tongues surely. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh. Amen. There's going to be a flow very, very soon now. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto. For no man understand him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh. So when I'm speaking, what am I doing? I'm speaking mysteries. Who am I talking to? God. What language is it? Tongues. It's not man's language. So I'm going to explain how tongues brings prophecy. Tongues is inspired utterance in an unknown language. Prophecy is inspired utterance in a known language. Do you understand? So, repofele rako bataya is inspired. Zero vate kabaronda kabayada is inspired. Right? The kora belefiado rabata is inspired, but it's a known language. Now, if I want that to now be a blessing to you, what do I do? I convert it from the unknown language to the known. Do you understand? Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. We're going to say, he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Verse 4. But he that speaketh and not talks edifieth himself. He that prophesied edifieth too. Now, pay attention in verse 5. Look at the screen. I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues. Except that the church may receive edifying. So what happens when we interpret tongues? The church is edified, right? What happens when we prophesy? The church is edified. So what it means is that tongues plus interpretation is equal to prophecy. Simple mass, right? You see, the mass you used to do in your school days, you're not doing it in church. So tongues plus interpretation equal to prophecy. So when I speak it, so one of the easiest vehicle of prophetic was is interpretation of tongues. So they will say, sir, how do you interpret tongues? I explained in the first episode, I want to explain again, that interpretation of tongues is available to every believer. Right? And interpretation of tongues is not in any way translation of tongues. Interpretation is not that malash means and kadosh means fire and kumaravategash means the Lord is in this place. That's interpretation. If it is like that, I could as well write a book of interpretation, or just know. So if you want to speak, you study it very, very well. You now say, Kurafeta. Zikaleto Parekoto. Join it together. Kulebata Zikareba Zikareta. Now, that's translation. That's what you do in English. Where you know that Aka means hand. Oku means leg. That's not. We're talking about interpretation. Interpret means to give meaning to what you said. It doesn't have to come like word by word. So what happens? I begin to speak in tongues. And as I'm speaking to the same way prophecy comes. Revolian groba shindara kote basakaya da bahadaka. Zulevriti kubarata pe kola peta. Ridovie do shirate. Zizoran titive. Krolate krabatea. Lovina mandigo preteke matiga. Jinale zurabeta. Levrete kubarade. Zikuma letora mandeash. Says the Lord. Arranged. Arrangement. I will arrange it. So, clashing ideas in your head. Four things, three things, five things the Lord has asked you to do. And you're wondering, how? When will I do all of this? How will this and this and this and this go together? He will arrange it, says the Lord. He will arrange it, says the Lord. He will show you when this must start and when the other must start. And he will show you how you can blend in the two. And there are some he will tell you to slow down for a moment. But he will arrange it, says the Lord. Hirabakola, retakoma, zirakapa, retoveta, lekaba. He will bring knowledge of the timing of those words to you. That you will know when to start this and when to start some other one. And he will perovateya, bless you with supernatural abundant wisdom. You'll be able to marry these ideas together and walk in them, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now that's the interpretation to the tongues that I spoke. Now what did I hear? I just spoke in tongues and I began to hear a dominant word in my heart. Arranged. Arrangement. I didn't know what that meant. So I just said it first. Sometimes what you hear in your heart first is a phrase. So when I say this, of course, the next thing stands are coming. Loto varadeka. Ziloko rabateya. Zizovete loko barateya. Liko rabeta yaka tega daya. Lighter. Lighter, says the Lord. You've carried a lot of heavy load. So much burden in your heart. Burden in your heart. Burden in your heart. They come from struggles. They come from failed plans and failed projects. They come from disappointments and depressing days. And you've been heavy with those words in your heart. Logo, rabba, teka. It's time to let them go. Throw them off. For I see your feet in the spirit. They are heavy. And the Lord said they need to be lighter because you have to run. Because that is where he's taking you to. Say, let go, rabata. So throw them off. Throw the burden off. Throw the pressure off. Throw it off, says the Lord. Throw it off, says the Lord. For the burden will yet be lifted from you, says the Spirit of the Lord. And so, you have to move on from the past disappointments and the past failures that have come along your way. They've kept you heavy in the spirit. Heavy, heavy. But you have to be lighter. Because there's a lot more to do. You have to run. You have to scale heights. You have to scale heights. You have to scale heights. So shed off those weights, says the Lord. Shed off the weights. Shed off the weights. Says the Spirit of the Lord. And I can rabate kurubateya labarate kobarate kabataya kaba. Elobaya. And some of you, the weights, the burden is unforgiveness. The burden is bitterness. The burden is unforgiveness. So shed the weight off. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Of the bitterness, of the heavy load, of the pain. Let's go. Yes, they did it. But the Lord heals your heart right now. He heals your heart. So shed off the weight. Shed off the weight. Shed off the weight. Because you have to run from now. But if you don't shed off those weights, you will keep crawling. You will keep crawling. Shed off the weight. Throw it off, says the Lord. 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 He said, I have come. I've come to help you. So why not let me carry it? Woo. Yeah. You know what I saw in the spirit? Someone carrying a heavy load. And then someone is by the side saying, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me carry it. Let me partake in the tears. Let me feel the burden with you. Let me handle it, says the Spirit of the Lord. So stop burdening. Let me do it. Let me carry it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I hear lighter again. Lighter. You have to be lighter to run and to take the steps I've put your hands to take. Let's go. Let's go. And I got to know all of that by tongues and interpretation. The tongues I spoke have meaning. And that word meant something to five persons here. And some of them are even in tears. See, the Lord will help you. Now, I wouldn't have said all of that. I didn't say, I'm just going to talk about lighter. Is it lighter? Be matches. I didn't say I was going to do all of that. But it was just rising in my heart like that. And I knew what to do with it. You know, when I saw your hair, the Lord said, I numbered them. And if I numbered them, if I took time to take the number of each of them, I will take care of you. So if I counted and numbered the number of hairs on your head, I will take care of you. I will fix everything. So if I can take time to number the hairs on your head, don't be bothered about anything. The days coming are better. They are not better because I'm going to make them work. I have already arranged everything. You will walk into them step by step. Step by step. Step by step. Step by step. Parovatesha. Zolakeyabash. Zoparadesh. Dekoga. Zeruva. So, when we begin to speak in tongues, you find a dominant thought. That's the simplest way I can show it to you. A dominant thought begins to rise. Begins to rise. You give expression to it. I've entered the Holy of Holies. So, this is where you live now. The Holy of Holies. You're not going to enter tomorrow. So, when you begin to speak in tongues, those words begin to rise in your heart. Do you understand? They begin to rise in your heart. Maybe I'll show you one last thing that they show the first service. Ooh. Adamakurabash. There is a flow of the spirit here. Mighty, mighty, mighty. Woo! Shouts. Shouts. Bandition. 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 I'm a critic. I heard shouts in your head. Lidoga, there are some of you that are hearing voices shouting in your head, talking to you. And then I heard a shout in my own head. Hey, hey, hey! I heard it in my head like that. And I scare that voice from your head. Hey! 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 Now, listen. I heard shouts. There have been voices shouting negatives into your head. And I heard, hey! 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 So next time those voices come, just give this shout. Hey! And you'll be a failure. And you will not make it. And you will fail. And you are not doing well. And you did not do well as a Christian. Hey! Hey! Ha 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 ha! Bashona. Your mates will overtake you. You will not go far. You will get tired in life. Hey! 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 You need to. This Christianity thing, you are going to get tired very soon. You will soon stop serving God. You will see those voices in your head. Hey! Ah! I've been trying to ignore this whole while, but there are voices in your head about marriage. You're not even married. We're talking to you about how you marry a bad husband, how they will beat you, how last we divorce, last we end it. What? Shout! 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 Shout!
Shout! Shout! Shout! Shout!
Yeah. Shout! Hey! Hey! Baradosh! Holy! You have entered.
I entered through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, I've entered the holy. I entered the holy.
I've entered the honor I am.
Oh, I entered through the blood of the Lamb.
Lord, I worship you.
Lord,
Holy. Yeah. Bring that girl to me. Bring her to me. That's God is working on her heart and healing her. Now look at the screen. I want to show you what you're going to do and how easy it is for us to do this thing. Let two or three people prophesy. and let the others evaluate what he said. Next verse. He says, come on, verse 30. But if someone is prophesying and another person receives a revelation from the Lord, the one who is speaking must stop. So he's telling us that when it comes to spiritual flows, we can choose when to start and when to stop. So I can be prophesying now and decide to stop. It is that easy with us. Look at verse 31. In this way, all who prophesy will have a turn to speak, one after the other, so that everyone will learn and make it. Verse 32. Look at it. That's what I'm going to. Remember that people who prophesy are in control of their spirits and they can take turns. So it's not a question of there's nothing the spirit is telling me. You are in control of your spirit. So that person you are holding, you are going to take the next 5 minutes to pray for that person. And the Lord will open your eyes and give you a word of encouragement, of comfort, of strength over that person. And we'll all bless ourselves. There are words here hanging all over this place. I see like words, like written letters, alphabets, words all over this place. So just pray. Just pray. Just pray, just pray, just pray, just pray, just pray. Woo! Woo! Just pray, just pray, just pray. Words will flow. Come on. What's arising? Just continue. Jesus is walking here. That person you are holding. Let's share. There is a word in your heart. And you're speaking in tongues and you're speaking in English. God is talking to you. So let's have you talk to that brother. Come to the sister. Everybody come up. There's a word in your heart. Yeah. That's the words are flowing. Be bold. That's the secret in spiritual flows. The things you hear in your heart, they are correct. They will minister edification, comfort, exhortation. Go ahead, that I watch for you here.
In the darkness, we are waiting without hope, without light. Till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes.
Talk to that brother to fulfill the law and prophets.
To avenge again the world from the throne of endless glory to a crowd within the dark.
In the darkness, we will wait without hope and without light till from heaven.
All of heaven help be spread. gospel for good, for the Lamb has conquered death,
and the death rose from
death too, and the angels to lead on. All the souls of all who come to the Father are restored, and the church of Christ was born.
So that brother you are holding, leave that person you are holding. Look at what people, this is the last thing. Two other people. I sense God putting words in the heart of people for other people. So you are going to practice for real this time. So God will put words in your heart. Look at other people, two other people. Circles of three. Some of you, your feet will not be able to carry you for a very long time after this meeting. The words that will be coming to you will contain so much force. We are not just practicing, we are getting blessed. Now talk to the person you are with. Feel free. Let's bless ourselves quickly. Who goes first? Who is going first? I will go first. You talk, then you talk, and then I talk. There is fire in this building. There is fire in this building. Fire. I'll be hearing this in my head for like 20 minutes now. Initiation, initiation. Many of you are going to be initiated into the flow. Not the spiritual thing. Initiation. A lot of first timers. Talk to the person you are holding. Come on. Make sure your group is working. Once you get the word, give the word.
There is fire on my altar. I take from within and put it on. That's how I stare myself. There is fire on my altar. I take from within and put it on. That's how I stare myself. Oh, there.
Lift your hands all over this place. That is, did you get blessed this today? Did you get blessed? Ah. Expressions. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. New expressions. You have captured. Getting initiated. It is different expressions. Everybody stretch forth your hand. Like you want to receive something. Like you want to receive something. The Lord said it's going to be a special impartation for laying on of hands. as it happened to me, I'm going to give you. You will be able to lay hands. Of course, we are all commanded and permitted to lay hands. But there will be a special gifting for the laying on of hands, such that what will not work, once your hand comes in contact with the person, it will be done. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, that that special grace to lay hands and change people's story becomes the portion of this ones now. Your hands are filled now. Your hands are filled now. Your hands are filled now. I anoint you specially to lay hands. Specially to lay hands. Specially that which is called the gift and grace of laying on of hands begins to work practically and tangibly in your hands. In your hands. In your hands. And as I count five, I activate it here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are some of you that will find this thing burning in your hand. There is going to be a burning sensation in the hands of about 3 persons here. And it's going to burn throughout this week. You will keep using it. It will keep burning. Anybody you touch, it keep reducing as you put it on people. As you put it on people. Because it's actually... the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Sweep through everywhere. Sweep through. Pateka keto rabate. Jute pupe pepe tete. Topa re. Tuateka ya batonash. This place. There is fire here. Hands are anointed. Hands are anointed. From this day, no case will resist those hands. As it is working in me, it's working in you. As I received, I give you. Those hands, anointed to heal. Anointed to heal. Anointed to bless. Jesus, you are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are. Do you know that there are 3 persons here that have done mighty, mighty things with the supernatural before, but it looked like something slowed it down and you stopped. Now, I pray, you see, nothing left you, but as God's prophet, I stir up those gifts in you again. They will gain expression more from today. Let it rise from your inside again. More than all these, you are. So, you took money. A certain prophets to lay hands on you to be able to flow in the prophetic, and since then it's not like anything has been happening. The Lord said that it's working in you right now, so just give it expression and flow in it.
For more information, inquiry or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.